A few weeks ago, we started to mention that November has officially been named Masorti Month. And as you know, on Sunday evening, I believe it's November 21st, we will be honoring our own Norman Pell as the Masorti honoree. After we put the Torah away, we'll have the privilege of hearing from Alice Greenfield, who will tell us more about Masorti. But at this time, I would like to introduce a very good friend of mine and a good friend of this congregation, Rabbi Ara Sherman from Shomrei Torah Synagogue, who had, yes, a very good friend of mine.
How good?
George. How good?
Yeah.
About 11 months good. Who would like to share why Masorti is so near and dear to his heart.
One of the most popular nights in the calendar happened last Saturday evening when we turned our clocks back 1 hour. We get that extra hour of sleep. The days are shorter. Here in California, the days are just a couple of degrees colder. But what really allows me to enjoy that night during the year is that I know that Thanksgiving is just a couple of weeks away. What's Thanksgiving? A time for turkey, for stuffing, for pumpkin pie. But essentially, Thanksgiving is a time to give thanks. And even though Thanksgiving is not a national holiday in the state of Israel, the Hebrew language does have a term for Thanksgiving. And that is Chag HaHodayah, literally meaning the festival to give thanks. Now this morning, we found in our Torah portion that as Leah had children, she named every son symbolically. And one of the sons that she had was named Yehuda. And Yehuda means to give thanks. Because she said, Ode et Adonai, I will give thanks to God for this child. And it is when I think of this name Yehuda, and also of the holiday of Thanksgiving, Chag HaHodayah, it is at that time that I also think of a friend of mine I met a couple of years ago, and her name was Hodayah. The story of Hodayah, though, allows me to share one of the secrets of the Masorti movement, the conservative movement in Israel. You see, as part of our rabbinical school training, we spend a year studying and living in Israel. And during that year, we are asked to support the Masorti movement by volunteering at one of the projects of the Masorti movement. And so with a passion for special needs, based on personal and family circumstances, I signed up to volunteer for the Bar and Bat Mitzvah program for children with special needs. So every Wednesday for a couple of hours, I would go to Beit Sefer Ilanot, a school for special needs in Yerushalayim, in the holy city of Jerusalem, where I would have to think creatively with an occupational therapist of how our group of students, five or six students, 11 and 12 years old, would be able to have a bar and bat mitzvah celebration with their family and community. And it was there that I met Hodayah. Hodayah could not speak. She walked with the help of a walker, but Hodayah could smile. And when I would take out the keyboard and begin playing with one hand, the other hand would be holding Hodayah's hand. And she could smile, but Hodayah could also dance with the Shema, with the brachot of the Torah, with Adon Olam, with all of our tefillot that we recite here this morning. And so that May, we were going to have the Bar and Bat Mitzvah celebration for these young kids. And so I told my classmate and my good friend, Rabbi Guzik, I think you need to come with me. I think we're going to see something extraordinary. So on a Thursday morning, we gathered in a Masorti synagogue in Jerusalem. Everyone in the room, no matter if they were a Masorti Jew or not, understood that Hodayah was able to celebrate a bat mitzvah with her family and with her community because of the dedication of the Masorati movement. This little girl that I met in Jerusalem, Hodayah, literally meaning to thank God, her and her family wanted to say thank you, Todah, to the Masorati movement and to those who worked with her. But little did her family know that I was the one saying Todah. Thank you to them for allowing me to just have a little piece of their joy, of their simcha that Thursday morning in Jerusalem. And so as we inch closer, a couple of days or weeks away from the holiday of Thanksgiving, I want us to be reminded of the words that we say every weekday morning in Psalm 100, Mizmor L'Todah, the Psalm for Thanksgiving. Bo'u She'arav B'Todah, let us enter God's gate with gratitude, Adonai's courts with adoration. Shabbat Shalom.